Hi everyone, welcome to Course for Leo Sang. I'm Coach Tyra. Today I'm going to talk to you about a post I saw on Facebook. Oh my God. You know you can see so many crazy things on Facebook. But this was something that a friend of mine, she posted this from someone else's page. So I don't want you to think that my friends is crazy. Because they're not. I wish you could see the photo. It's just really ridiculous. So this is what the lady posted. Okay, so let me set the picture for you. On the photo, the lady has some fake nails on, but they aren't done correctly. They are just glued there, not filed down. They look very tacky. And she's holding up her hand to show her new engagement ring. It's a beautiful ring, but the nails are a quick fix. That's the least of her problems. This is what this lady goes on to say. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, I will share it to my page. This is what this lady says. She said, yes, y'all, after 14 years of dating, 4 kids, me putting up with him after being in and out of jail, 2 baby mama dramas, jobless for 13 years. Finally, he got a job at McDonald's. He proposed, y'all. Patiently waited on my moment. Y'all can be up next. And my issue with that is this. The nails are a quick fix because people will say, oh, you need to get those nails done. That's the least of her problems. The real problem is waiting to marry a man who dragged you to hell for 14 years, who you had 4 children by, and he got 2 baby mamas doing this particular time, so that means cheat on you. And the consolation prize for all that is a ring. That's who you want to marry? Why do you allow somebody to waste 14 years of your life? Why did you give him 4 babies? Why did you take care of a grown-ass man for 13 years? Really? So, let me get this straight. The prize for accepting a wedding ring is the prize for accepting emotional, mental, and financial abuse, right? That's what we're doing out here now. That's what we're doing, ladies. How desperate are you? This is the thing. When you don't know your worth, when you don't value yourself, when you don't have boundaries, when you don't have standards for you and for other people, you put up with bullshit. Because a woman that has boundaries and standards would never stay with a man for 14 years. Would never have had 4 kids with him. Would never have taken care of him. Because you don't feel you enough, you put up with anything. And when you put up with anything, you get drugged to hell. Please, ladies, let this be a cautionary tale for you. If you are in this situation, get yourself some boundaries, some standards, and get yourself out. Some boundaries and standards for you. What's tolerable and acceptable for you? Because this is not good. This is not good. And even if it's something that you're willing to accept, what are you teaching your children? She has 4 children. I don't know if this woman has all girls or all boys or a mixture, but what is she teaching her sons? That they don't have to be fiscally responsible. They don't have to respect women. They can be mentally abusive, emotionally abusive to women, and they're gonna be there for them. What are you teaching your daughters? That they supposed to tolerate anything from a man, because the goal in life, no matter what he does, is to get that ring, girl. Get that ring. Really? Value yourself. When you value yourself, that you're not afraid to eat alone. No one pressures boys to want to get married. When women are constantly being told that you're not valuable unless you have a man, or and the goal of that man is to get that ring at all costs. And that's some bullshit. Really and truly. And I'm not even mad at the man. I'm not. Because someone can't, he can't abuse you unless you put up with it. Unless you tolerate it. She tolerated it for 14 years. She said he was jobless for 13 of the 14 years. Really? I'm from a different time, I guess. Because it's like, no romance without finance. There was a song used to say that. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me. Yeah, that's Gwyneth Gertrude, something like that. Look it up. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Google that shit. Because a broke man is a redundant man. I know you might say, oh, Coach Tyra, men follow hard times. Yeah, men follow hard times. Now for those 13 motherfucking years. It's time. You should have been got up. You should have been got up. Then she said 13 of the 14 years that he just got a job from McDonald's. That means when she met this sucker, he didn't have a job. How did you start a relationship with a jobless man? A jobless man don't deserve no woman. I don't care how cute he was back in the day, whatever. You know, she told her, look, bruh, you cute and everything, but come holler at me when you get your feet. Because I'm not carrying a grown man. Because she was carrying him while he got two babies, while he was in jail, and while he didn't have a job for 13 years. But folks were to focus on her nails. And then let's put out that the big old ring she's showing is fake. Probably Cupid Zirconia, if it's even that. But the sole fact is, he works at McDonald's. He can't afford that type of ring, even if it was a real diamond. But good for you, sis, if that's what make you happy. I'm not hating on you. I'm just pointing out that that's not something you need to be bragging on. That you set up and wait on a man for 14 years to finally marry you. He finally deemed you worthy after he did trample all over you. After you put up with all his crap. That's the golden goose. That's the golden prize, is to get that wedding ring. No. The prize you need to be seeking is called self-love and self-respect. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this segment. Please share it with other people. And remember to always stay blessed. Bye.